Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Sama. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good too. I did some work this week. Well, last week, actually, I had somebody come in, a handyman, and put down new flooring and some painting and a new toilet in the main bathroom in my condo. And it's amazing how, like, as a kid, that would have been like, so what? Like, where's my toy, right? And I'm like, I'm so happy I have a new toilet. Like, nothing says you're a miserable grown up. Not miserable.
Not at all. Congratulations on it.
But like, you know, like when you were a kid and you got like a new Barbie doll or new, you know, truck or something, you'd show it to everybody, right? Like I took pictures of my bathroom. I sent them to my daughter. I sent them to my friends. I sent them to my mother. I'm like, look, I have a new floor in there. So yes, sometimes it's the little things that that make us so happy in the long run. And they put a cat door. So I think you can almost see. Do you see this hallway over here?
Yeah, I can
Direct,
see it, yeah.
Directly across from there is a storage room. And that's where the kitty litter box is, okay? So for 4 years, I've had to leave the storage room door open so that the cats can do their business. But the same handyman that put down my floor cut a cat door in there. So now I can actually not have like walk by that clutter a million times in a week. And it's just a little cat door, and it looks like the shape of a cat with little ears. And I put a little, I'll put a picture online, but I put a little sign on top that says free catnip inside, hoping they would get used to they can't read, but they like it. They use the door. So I'm happy. So sometimes
that's
it's
nice.
Those little things.
It's
well, today,
my,
go ahead.
My hat. My happy place is IKEA, so I know what you are talking about. Me, when I do something like a pillow, I take photo, I send it to everyone I know. What do you
Look
think
at
about my
this.
pillow?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because like we teased this out last week, but we want to talk about mental health today. And you know, we've talked about the Olympics a lot lately, and how we could even equate what we do, right, to the Olympics. Like I was talking to somebody, actually I was on a TikTok live last night. So I've been invited now twice to this other person's TikTok live. And they are somebody who is an advocate for students with disabilities. Here in the United States, we have what are called 504 plans and IEP plans, which are to give extra accommodations and to accommodate students with disabilities. So she's an advocate
Nice.
for that. She has a business. And so we were talking about how the longer it takes to evaluate a student, the further behind you're putting them in their educational journey. And how education is not a sprint, it's a marathon, but it takes somebody longer to get over the finish line of a marathon already when there's somebody who has disabilities. But the longer you take to put those accommodations in place, like extra time on tests or somebody reading the test aloud or being able to use a keyboard instead of writing, all of these things that go into different kinds of student disabilities, the longer it is, the further away from that finish line you're keeping them. And so it's amazing how the Olympics can apply to so many different things. And today we want to talk about Simone Biles, who made an amazing comeback from having to step away from the Tokyo Olympics because of something called the twisties. And so we wanted to talk about that today. And little things like a new bathroom in my floor. Floor in my bathroom, I reversed that, are things that we can take joy in. And that when we are dealing with, whether you have clinical depression, situational depression, clinical anxiety, situational anxiety, things like that, or it's something that's just, I'm just humdrum and bored and whatever, but it's like little things like that that can just lift your spirits and make you a little bit happier. And there's nothing wrong with that. So yes, I will share pictures of my bathroom floor because
please
I
do.
love it. I'll send them to you later. If anybody else wants to see them, tell us and I will post them on social media. But yeah, let's get into it. So you sent me, you told me that there was a documentary on Netflix about Simone Biles, and it was a two episodes, and I watched them last night, and I remembered from 4 years ago when she did the vault and kind of lost her space place in the sky, in the air, as she says. I didn't know you could get lost in the middle of a gymnastics tumble, because I know this will surprise everybody. I'm not a gymnast. But it makes sense, right? So like when you are, when you watch a ballerina pirouette, or you watch a figure skater do their turns,
Spinning,
you
yeah.
yeah, spinning, right? So they spot, like they turn their head and they know where they are, because they are still perpendicular to the ground. But when they do twists and turns and jumps and all of those things, your orientation to the ground and where you are in time and space can get lost. And I didn't know that. And that makes sense. And how dangerous must that be when that happens? So the twisties, the documentary I was watching, I had no idea how much hate and vitriol was sent her way because she stepped back during the Olympics and recognized her own mental health, and the fact that her mental health in the situation that she is as a gymnast could literally be deadly if she continued to participate in the Olympics at that point in time. Because if you lose your place in time and space while you are in the middle of a vault, you can land very, very dangerously, and you can break bones, but you can also hit your head and cause all kinds of problems that way. And you can also injure your spine, which would then could lead to paraplegia or quadriplegia. And so, yeah, so I'm glad that we're talking about this, and I'm glad you sent that my way. So I've been talking, like, I'm gonna be quiet for a minute and let you chime
No,
in.
the same here. When I was reading about it, I didn't know that it's even possible. And of course, when you think about it, as you said, it's so dangerous for someone who, for her, for someone gymnastic, it's really dangerous. I didn't watch the documentary yet, but I think I just read a couple of online about it, and I think it's very strong of her to step down. And I know the Olympics happen every time for 4 years, and I know there's a peak of you're successful, and if you missed it, I think twice or three times people can participate. And gymnastic, they cannot do it for a very long time, of course, because the body, the muscles, everything change. But you have the strength to step down. That's admirable. And also it's open eye opening that if she also stepped down as gymnastic, as Simone, as her, and take care of herself, that was also a really strong message. I'm really sad I didn't know that. I didn't watch the documentary, as I said. I'm really sad that she was get some lash of hate, but haters have like hate all the time. You have to
Yeah.
find a couple of people like, why did you do it? But I think it's really admirable. And of course,
Yeah.
this is one of a lot of me mental health, a lot of women face it every single day.
We talked often, Allie and I, and I think you and I have mentioned it before too, that words matter, and how we frame things. Excuse me, I got that morning frog in my throat. How we frame things with words matters, right? So one of the things that was like when this happened in the Tokyo Olympics, it wasn't just people, it literally wasn't people in her immediate world that were attacking with words, right? It was the news outlets. It was people in armchair gymnasts, right, sitting at home using words like quit. And quit is so intentional of a word, and it is such a harmful word. Unless we own it ourselves, right? Like I could say, I quit doing something. Like you can quit smoking, you can quit sugar, you can quit a toxic job. You can, and I have quit a toxic job in the past, and I've used that word, like I quit this place, right? Not to them, but about them. But when somebody else applies it to you and that's not how you see the situation, it can be very detrimental. And
I agree.
her, and how she talked about it, she just pretty much had to cocoon herself away from the news and from these really harmful people. And when she decided she wasn't quitting gymnastics, she just literally had to work on her own mental health. And she went back to the gym. people in the gym, other gymnasts were looking at her in a way like, at least she felt that she was being scrutinized all the time. And so she took things back to basics. So she started learning to tumble again. And it's not that she didn't know how to do those things, but she had to regain her sense of where she is in space and time in those kinds of things that she was doing. So she was practicing somersaults. She was really literally back to the basics that we teach children, which 4 years later allowed her to win gold in the last 2 weeks more than once, right? So, like, and so I think there's a lesson, right? So we talk about mental health in gymnasts, and people are like, well, this is underrepresented in tech. How is that applied to tech? But it does, right? Because we all have mental health issues, even if we aren't diagnosed with a mental health disorder. We have every person, unless you are absolutely, emotionless, and I would argue there's no such thing, that we all have highs and lows. And like I said, whether it's something that's a diagnosis, that's a chronic issue, or if it's situational, like when you lose somebody in your life, like when my dad passed, I went through situational depression because there's this big void in your life when somebody passes away, or at the end of a relationship, even if the person's still alive somewhere, like those kinds of life events that we experience, leaving a job, starting a job, those all have emotional impact on us. And because we work in a remote industry for the most part, like, yes, you're in an office, right? But I'm not in an office, and you don't always work in an office. And so many people in WordPress and tech work from home. It can feel very isolating. And so we can, if we're not careful, get our own versions of the twisties, or in other sports, they call it the yips, things that keep us from performing at peak, at our peak. And then can that, and that then will also kind of put you into the spiral of, not only am I having these feelings, but now I'm not doing my job well. Well, I'm not doing my job well, so those feelings get worse, and then I'm not doing my job even worse, and it can really get out of hand. And we have had at least one or two people that I'm aware of, in WordPress specifically, that we've lost to death by suicide because of the emotional turmoil that sometimes comes along with remote work. So I'm on a soapbox again today. I'm sorry. I'm drinking my
That's fine.
coffee. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah. Me, of course, I believe mental health is crucial for everyone. And as you said, everyone has something. And I know it holds practical significance for women more than men because of our because women are more likely experience a certain mental health condition, such as depression, anxiety, eating disorder, two combination of biological, our hormones, culture factors, also our menstruation, our pregnancy, menopause, all of this can be extra factor to give it. Also, add above it if a woman usually have multi roles like caregiver, employer, partner, can lead to stress, burnout, mental exhausting. All of this, life is not easy. I'm talking about women now because I was reading. I was really shocked that women as have high risk in mental health much more than men, and that's why women take much more sick days than men. And especially for women from underrepresented groups, mental health is more even crucial because as they often face additional barriers that can negatively impact their mental well-being. Barriers can may include discrimination, racism, challenges, limited access to quality healthcare system, and also I believe also women of color, LGBT plus women with disabilities, and women with low income backgrounds that also can also give less access or less asking for help. And also it's the support group around you that it's very, how can I say, it's a very bad combination. I don't want to say bad combination, but I hope you people get what I mean. All of these factors can contribute to high rates of mental health issue, depression, anxiety, PTSD. All of us have it. And as you said, working from home before COVID, I was, how can I say, I never ever sit there at home. I always going out, and through COVID and during COVID time and after it, I start loving my loneliness, which is weird. My personality, I love people, I love to talk, I love to go out. And I noticed start coming to the office back after COVID, I start to feel overwhelmed. I start to be annoyed from people. And with everything combined, my background and also my mother passed away and all of those things, it is sometimes it's very difficult that those things come heavy on you. And as you said, yeah, especially in tech, people work more from home. They turn to isolate themselves more, and that cause a lot of mental health issue. And we don't mean it like, I don't mean it in a way, but as you said, all of us have something. PTSD from childhood, anxiety. A lot of people, especially in tech, has more burnout than any other careers. So all of this is it's not the good factors to combine, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. When you feel yourself, I'm asking you personally, and it's okay if you don't want to
Yeah.
answer. When you feel yourself having thoughts that are negative, and I don't mean necessarily suicidal thoughts, I'm
Yeah.
not talking about suicidal ideations, but when you start to feel yourself feeling depressed or feeling anxious, do you have somebody that you talk to or a coping mechanism that you use that helps you? I mean, I know the things that I do, but I want to know
Yeah.
what you do.
Sadly, because my sisters are living in still in war zone, I feel shame to complain about what I feel. Like, I'm not gonna go sometimes. This racism is small. I call it hidden racism that's happened with you in the train station or nearby shop or something at work or the anxiety, or I have a depression after my mom passed away. And I didn't talk to my family about it because also I'm coming from background, mental health. Nobody goes there. It's starting recently, people start talking about it. If you go to, I'm going to psychiatrist or psychologist, then you tell you're crazy immediately. Like, why you go there? You'll be fine, you know? So what I do, which is crazy, my husband is my psychologist. Sometimes he doesn't get it, so I let it go. But I read once a novel for Paulo Coelho. It's called The Witch. He talk about very charming girl. She do something to make her happy. I start doing it long time ago and it works. I just put my headphones, I listen to music, sad, sometimes even if I'm not feeling okay, I'm crying. I put happy music and I start dancing with myself. And sometimes I put nice red lipstick, I just put perfume, even if I like
Not
I'm
going
at
anywhere.
homies, pajamas, you know, like just put nice accessories or jewelry I have, and I hold nice bag and I dance with myself like crazy person in the kitchen, sometimes in the bedroom, and it just after 5, 10 minutes I'm happy, you know, and then I
I love
start
that.
remembering happy memory. No one's like I fully envy that person. I know they don't exist. Nobody all of the time they're happy. There's some stuff happening. There's so some things is happening with you. They hunt you down. And it's okay to be sad, but sometimes I always believe you need help to get you out of it, but it also you need yourself to be willing to get out of it. Yeah.
No, I
What
understand
did
that.
yeah. What is your help mechanism?
So for me, over the years I've tried different things, of course, and I think I mentioned this on a previous episode. I'm not medicated now because I'm not living in the headspace that I was living in, 15 years ago. But when I first did take medication, and I don't think there's anything wrong with medication, by the way. I think if your brain
Yeah.
has a chemical imbalance and a doctor helps you find the right medication, then that is absolutely a valid way to deal with mental health. And so I was talking to a friend from church. I may have mentioned this even last week. I was talking to a friend from church who said to, I was talking to her about having this depression and dealing with the thoughts and things that were in my head. And she said, well, as long as they don't put you on medication, God can, trust God to help you feel better. And I
Yeah.
said to her, well, if you have the flu or if you have strep throat, don't you take medication? Well, yes. I said, well, why don't you just trust God to get rid of your strep throat? Why don't you just trust God to get rid of your pneumonia? I am also using medication in the way that you would use antibiotics because there's something that's not right in my brain and I need assistance to make sure that I am in the right space to be able to live my life in a positive way. And she didn't seem to understand that. But for me, so for a while it was medication. But I also use meditation. I use art. I take my camera out and most people know I'm somebody who uses mobility devices. So like I show people, like you can see if you're watching, if you're listening, I'm sorry, you'll have to look later. But all these photos on the wall behind me, those are all pictures that I've taken. And I think every single one of those photos was taken from the front seat of my car. As I drive, I pull over, I see things, I pick up my camera and I take pictures. And so people say, "Oh, you must go hiking. You're out in nature photography." I'm like, "Nope, it's all from my car." My website should be from my car photography. It's not dot com, right? But for me, especially during the pandemic, I was living in a one bedroom apartment, very small, 700 square feet apartment, and there was basically two rooms because the kitchen living room was one area and then the bedroom was another and then the bathroom. And so I could have gone very stir crazy and very cabin fever because there were no stores open. There were no places to go, but I could still get in my car by myself with my cameras and go places and take photos of nature. And that helped me in a lot of ways get out of that space. And then Legos. Can you see? Oh yeah, so the flowers here, these are Lego flowers.
Yes,
And I think if these ones
nice.
here, these are Lego flowers. I have so many more that you can't see in frame, but I ordered my first Lego set during lockdown. And now I have you can probably, if I move, you can see all those boxes in the corner. There's probably
Nice.
$1,000 worth of Lego sets that I still have to do in the corner there because finding things that I keep my hands busy as well. For me, is a way to stay in mental spaces where I can meditate at the same time that I do other things. And so I find that those are my happy place, if you will, and my way. I don't dance because, I mean, I could chair dance, right? But I think that for you dancing, I love it. And I can picture you with your lipstick and your hair and your headphones dancing around your kitchen,
And I go
smiling
crazy.
and yeah, exactly. I can see how that would be something that would lift you like that way. And I think it's important that we all find something like that that can lift us up.
Definitely.
But then also, if that's not working, please seek professional help. If you, just to our audience in general, if you find yourself in a space where you have the mental twisties in technology, please seek help because I promise you are worth it. You are worth whatever it takes for you to be in a place of mental health, mental wellness, and mental well-being. You matter to us, to this world. You have a place and you should be here. So never, ever, please let your mental health convince you that you don't belong here on this earth. Please, I'm just putting that out there right now. Please seek help if that's where you are mentally. Earlier this year, I was telling you before we started recording, I was one of the organizers for WordCamp Buffalo. It's only 1 hour and 20 minutes away from where I live. And early that week, I made the decision that I was not going to attend WordCamp Buffalo. And it's really, really difficult to make a decision. I am the biggest YOLO person when it comes to WordPress events. I hate it. I love being with people and being with our community and talking to people and being a part of all of that. But I knew that week that my physical and mental health were not going to allow me to work a full week, work through the weekend for a WordCamp, and then start back up on Monday the following week with any semblance of physical and mental well-being, positive physical and mental well-being. And so even though it was crushing me, because people brought like my Canadian friends brought me like Canadian food and I wasn't there to eat it, those kinds of things, it feels like you're missing out because you kind of are. But I never got off the couch that weekend. Like I ate food that I ordered food in and had pizza. I watched movies that I wanted to watch, and I allowed myself to have some downtime and not feel guilty about not being there, not feel like I was missing out on a whole lot of stuff. I was living vicariously. I was celebrating through Twitter and through Slack what was happening there. And not one single person who was on the team, who was speaking or attending Buffalo, had anything negative to say about my absence. All of them said, "Oh, I'm so sorry you weren't there. Are you okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I was in a place where physically and mentally I knew that I couldn't push myself any further." And every single one of those people said, either, "We got this. We got anything you were going to do, we got it covered. Don't worry about it." Or, "We missed you, but I'm so glad that you prioritized yourself." And that's what we need in our community, is to be able to say to people, "It's okay that you couldn't be there. I'm so happy that you prioritized yourself and your own mental well-being and your own physical health. We got this, and we'll see you at the next event that you're able to attend." Those are the people that are so good to have in our community.
I totally agree with you. And as you said, it's okay not to be okay once in a while. It's okay to step down. And sometimes that is also, it's very, I'm proud of you and you're so brave to take it. And sometimes people, they just keep going, and that's the effect will be much bigger, or the harm will be much bigger. So I think if someone hears, if you're not okay, it's okay to pull back. It's okay to have me time once in a while. It doesn't mean that you don't like people. It's mean like it's okay to sit and see how you go. And also at the same time, yeah, I encourage everyone, if you need help, reach out. If you cannot afford it, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of help, a lot of organization help with it. Speak up with people and help each other, because it's one of the biggest, how can it, it's a disease at the end, and people like should look at it as a flu. And if you don't cure it in the right way, it will give you more harm than just like, okay, it will be fine. And actually burying things, one day you're gonna explode, and that is something is gonna be really horrible. And as you were talking earlier about your friend from church, when I'm living in culture, a lot of us believers, and sometimes if you're not a believer, if you don't practice religion as a Muslim or a Christian, there's kind of the community, or you have a sense of guilt because then you're not from them. And I believe one of the most horrible thing to say to someone depressed, just go ask God, whatever your religion is, like Christians, Muslim, Judaism, just go to pray to God. That guilt will eat that person alive, because then that's the trick of mind will do. That mind will start thinking that maybe if you're a believer, you'll not get depression. Maybe, but then he's feeling the guilt, and that is one of the worst things to happen to
And
people.
if you are praying and nothing happens, what did you do? What, why is God not helping me? Right? So it's, if you are a religious person, remind yourself that your God created the people who created those medications. Your God created the doctors who understand how to help you. And so I think it's important to put things in their proper perspective, and not to say science is wrong, but God created the science that, if that's your belief system. And so I agree 100%. And I think that in the United States, I don't know about other countries, and I know this podcast is not US centric. However, I'm going to say this anyway, and I think that it's probably true in a lot of other countries. In the United States, we have something called the National Suicide Hotline. And now you can even text it, right? So if I've been like, I see all these disclaimers at the end of television programs, like, if you are feeling helpless, blah, 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 there's help, and they put these text numbers and thing and phone numbers and websites that you can reference. And so, even though I know that this is not US-centric, I'm going to put those on this episode, so that if you are somebody, if you're listening to this and you think that you, and that we've given you even a glimmer of hope, and I hope we have, that you will reach out to somebody who can help you if you're having those thoughts. And so I'll put that information on there. If you are not in the United States and these numbers don't work for you, please find out where you can get help and guidance in your own country. I have only ever had suicidal ideations once, and it was from a medication, and it wasn't even a mental health medication. It was from a different medication. I don't want to say the name of it because I don't want people to think that that medication is bad. It was bad for me. And so I was able to take myself off of that medication, and immediately my suicidal ideations left. I was fortunate enough to recognize what was happening in my own brain and say, this doesn't feel right. Something's not right. And so was able to correct that. I would never wish those thoughts on anybody else in the entire world, even, my worst enemies. Not that I have very many enemies, but even on the worst people in society, I would not wish those kinds of thoughts. And so if you are somebody who's struggling with mental well-being and you don't know where to turn, please find somebody that you can talk to and ask somebody for help, whether it's a doctor or somebody else. I do recognize, as you said, that in certain cultures, seeking help can be very dangerous. But I really do hope that whoever you are and wherever you live, there's somebody in your life that could help you find perspective. Because it's very dangerous to be left alone with your own thoughts when you don't know how to control those thoughts. So, oh my, this has been very serious conversation, but I think that serious conversations need to happen, and I'm glad that we are a place that we can have those conversations. And if all else fails and you need to find help, if you reach out to us, we will do our best to find wherever you live, we will do our best to help you find somebody or some organization that can help you. We are not connected to everything in the world, but we care, and we will do what we can to help you.
Definitely. And just by talking, reach out talking, and at the end, everyone, there's people loves you, there are people care about you, even if you don't think so. Just there's people loves you, and at the same time, yeah, just like reach out, ask for help. It's no shame in
Absolutely.
asking for help. It's actually very brave act to ask for help and say, I have a problem, I need help, and you'll feel much better after it. So yeah.
Absolutely. All right. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week.
No.
We don't know. We haven't figured that part out yet. We had a couple weeks planned there, but if you have ideas and there's things that you think that we should talk about, I know we've gotten actually some inquiries about people who have topics who want to be on the show. So we may be bringing on some more guests in the next month or two, but we'll be talking about that offline before we figure that out. But if you have
Definitely.
ideas, if you have some topics that you think we should cover, please let us know. You can DM us. You don't have to say it publicly if you don't want to. You can email us, go to our website, fill out the contact form. You can DM any of our social media channels, or you could DM either one of us personally, and we'd be happy to discuss something, your topics in a future episode. So thanks for hanging there in there with us. Be well, and we love you all.
Yeah, stay
Absolutely.
safe. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.